ジャパニーズポット101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Hey everyone, welcome to Lower Beginners Season 1, Lesson 2. Which famous Tokyo Tower is that? Jessie です。Jessie here.
こんにちは、Natsuko です。Hi everyone, Natsuko here.
Welcome to the second lesson in our Lower Beginners series.
So Jessie, what are we going to learn in this lesson?
In this lesson, we're going to learn how to ask questions based on grammar we learned in the last lesson.
And where does this lesson's dialogue take place?
Emily and Ken are taking a bus, and they go past a famous new Tokyo tourist attraction.
では、聞きましょう。
Let's listen to the dialogue.
どうぞ。
ありがとうございます。アメリカから?
いいえ、オーストラリアのブリスベンから来ました。
そうですか。
すみません。あれは東京タワーですか?
あれ?あれは東京スカイツリーです。634メートルです。
634。
Let's hear the conversation one time slowly.
どうぞ、ありがとうございます。アメリカから。
いいえ、オーストラリアのブリスベンから来ました。
そうですか。
すみません。あれは東京タワーですか?
あれ、あれは東京スカイツリーです。634メートルです。
634。
Now let's hear it with the English translation.
どうぞ。
After you.
ありがとうございます。
Thank you so much.
アメリカから?
Are you American?
いいえ、オーストラリアのブリスベンから来ました。
No, we're from Brisbane, Australia.
そうですか。
Is that so?
すみません。あれは東京タワーですか?
Excuse me, is that Tokyo Tower?
あれ?あれは東京スカイツリーです。
That?That's the Tokyo Sky Tree.
634メートルです。
It's 634 meters tall.
634.
634. So Natsuko, we heard it in the dialogue, but can you tell us a little bit about the Tokyo Sky Tree?
It's Tokyo's newest tourist attraction.It's a 634-meter high broadcasting tower. It opened in May 2012, and it took almost 3.5 years to build.
That's right, and it's actually in the Guinness Book of World Records as of October 2012 as the tallest tower in the world. It has an observation deck and everything. Have you been up to the Sky Tree yet, Natsuko?
いいえ、まだです。
No, not yet. I haven't been either yet, actually.
ぜひ行ってみたいです。I'd love to visit.
Definitely. Hopefully we get the chance soon. Okay, now let's look at the vocab for this lesson. Let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word we shall see is...
どうぞ。
Go ahead. Here you are.
どうぞ。どうぞ。
Next is...
すみません。
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Thank you.
すみません。すみません。
Next we have
来ます
to come
来 ます、来ます。
Next we have
メートル、
meter。
メ、え、と、る、メートル。
Next is
そうですか。
Really, is that so?
そうですか。そうですか。
Next we have
あれ。
That one over there.
あれ、あれ。
Next up is
わ。
Topic marking particle.
わ、わ。
Next is
です。
Roughly meaning to be.
です、です。
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson.
The first phrase we'll look at is そうですか?
Meaning, really, or is that right? This is such a useful Japanese phrase, I recommend that you memorize it immediately.
そうですか?
そうです。You remember you learned そうです, meaning that's right, in our Absolute Beginner series? Well, this phrase just adds the particle か on the end, which is the equivalent to a question mark.
そうですか literally means, is that so? The old lady in the dialogue said, そうですか? After Ken said, オーストラリアのブリスベンから来ました。
そうですか is a polite way to simply acknowledge someone's statement or to close a topic when you have nothing in particular to add. Also, note the falling intonation.
そうですか
When said this way, it's really similar to how, oh, is that so? Sounds in English.If the intonation changes,
そうですか?
That's more like saying, really? It almost sounds like you're surprised or don't believe something. So if you just want to acknowledge someone's statement, use
そうですか?
Okay, so what's the next word we're looking at?
メートル
meter or meters. In Japanese, loan words such as this are usually pronounced close to their original language. The word meter is originally French,which is why the Japanese pronunciation doesn't sound like the English word meter. Natsuko, how do we use this meetoru in Japanese?
Just like in English. You say the number and then add meetoru.
So for example, the height of sky tree, which we talked about in the dialogue, is
634 meetoru.
634 meters. Simple enough, right?
Right.
Now it's time for the lesson focus. In this lesson, you'll learn how to ask questions in Japanese using the A wa B desu pattern which you've already learned and which we reviewed in the previous lesson.
例えば, for example, you have a glass of clear liquid in front of you, but you don't know what it is.
So of course, you'd want to ask what it is. It looks like water, but you're not sure. The word for water in Japanese is?
水.
So to ask, is this water? You would say?
これは水ですか?
Listeners, listen and repeat after Natsuko. Is this water?
これは水ですか?
Now try saying, is this water? In Japanese.
これは水ですか?
Of course, you can replace 水 with any noun you like.For example, 出口, which means exit. If you wanted to ask, is that the exit? You would say,
あれは出口ですか?
Note that here we use the word あれ for that over there instead of これ, meaning this.
To review the こ、そ、あ、ど words, please check out Absolute Beginner Season 1, Lesson 11.
Okay, listeners, listen and repeat. Is that the exit?
あれは出口ですか?
Now say, is that the exit? In Japanese.
あれは出口ですか?
Okay, great. Now what's our next grammar point?
It's how to say yes and no in Japanese.
Very simple, but very useful. Do you remember...そうです, our most basic phrase? Well, in order to give a decisive yes answer, all you do is add はい, yes, to the beginning. So if you asked, is that the exit? You could get the reply, yes it is, or yes, that's right, which would be
はい, そうです。
Listeners, listen and repeat. Yes, that's right. Or, yes it is.
はい、そうです。
Now conversely, how would we go about saying, no, that's incorrect, or no, it isn't? Let's go back to our example with a glass of water. So you ask, is this water? これは水ですか? If it is not, you would hear,
いいえ、違います。
This word, 違います, literally means to be different. So what this phrase means is, no, it's different. Okay, so now listen and repeat. No, that's incorrect, or no, it isn't.
いいえ、違います。
All right, so what do we have next?
It's a different way of saying where you are from.
So in the first lesson of this series, where we learned how to give a self-introduction, you learned the phrase,
出身は日本の富山です。
Which means, I'm from Toyama in Japan. But in this lesson's dialogue, we heard another way of saying where you're from. And that was,
オーストラリアのブリスベンから来ました。
We come from Brisbane in Australia. Let's break this down.
オーストラリアのブリスベン。
Brisbane in Australia.
から
from
来ました。
Came. So did you notice that in Japanese, the word from or から comes after the place name instead of before it as in English? In English, Natsuko would say,
I'm from Toyama.
See how the order is from and then the place name? But in Japanese, she would say,
富山から来ました。
Place name, then から。So remember that. Now listeners, listen and repeat. I, or we, come from Brisbane, Australia.
オーストラリアのブリスベンから来ました。
Okay, now you try saying where you're from using place から来ました。
できましたか?
Did you manage it? Great! Let us know in the comments where you're from. If you don't know how to say the name of your city or country in Japanese, be sure to ask us.
That's all the time we have for now, though. Attention iPhone, iPod, and iPad users.
Listen, tap, and swipe your way to fluency with our Japanese language apps.
Grow your vocabulary and practice on the go with our Japanese language applications.
Fun and easy to use, Japanese apps are available on iTunes. Visit our iPhone page on japanesepod101.com/iPhone to learn more.
じゃあ、また!
See you next time!
どうぞ!
ありがとうございます。アメリカから?
いいえ、オーストラリアのブリスベンから来ました。
そうですか。
すみません、あれは東京タワーですか?
あれ?あれは東京スカイツリーです。634メートルです。
634